Hi, this is Grayson Allen, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
I thought it was only fair for Grayson Allen to start off our Jazz Game Rewind here, given it was his NBA debut, and he had a field goal and a dunk. I'm Miranda Tomlinson here with your Jazz Game Rewind. Following Friday night's devastating loss against former teammate Jonas Derepko and the Golden State Warriors tonight, the Jazz took on the Memphis Grizzlies. Although the first half was very close in contention with the Grizzlies, by the second half, the Jazz kind of fell off the scoreboard and lost with a final score of 84-92. A very slow-paced game here. A defensive game, to say the least, keeping both scores under 100. Let's take it down to David Locke near the court to see what this defensive game sounded like.
All right, game has sped up a little bit. Offenses have not. Memphis 40, Jazz 37. Temple swings through, gets in the left block to Gasol. Gasol, who looks for passing, and then if it's not there, goes to work, and he does here. Rolling to the basket, misses. Crowder taps the rebound to Gobert. Rudy's seventh board of the night. Donovan to the front court. Wiggle dribble. Comes off two picks, left to right. Retreats back out. Donovan's got 5 points, 2 of 4 shooting. They're forcing him to his right hand to stay on the sideline. He drives the sideline, weaves back in, then scoops the right hand up and in. Donovan Mitchell! 1 point game, 40-39. Memphis by one. Gasol hands to Temple. Temple had 30 against Atlanta in their win. Step back, right baseline, jumper short. Rebound, Gobert, one hand, left hand, snatch, brings it in, outlets to Ingles. Conley the front court. Slips a pick, does Crowder. Ingles maintains the dribble. Works inside the paint. Gobert runs around the other side of him, bounces out to Rubio. Open right side of the floor. They double-team Rubio. He holds over his head. Finds Donovan slicing to the free throw line. Jumper up and in. Donovan Mitchell back-to-back buckets. Jazz lead for the first time since 11:02 left in the second quarter. First time in about 9 minutes. And a timeout for J.B. Bickerstaff. Utah back on top, 41-40. Ron Boone asked them to get some going. Donovan Mitchell did that, and the Jazz lead by one on the Jazz Radio Network.
Although the Jazz only found themselves down by 1 point at the half, Utah's shooting percentage only went down in the second half. Now let's send it back down to David Locke and Ron Boone.
Shooting on both teams has dropped under 40% and under 30% from three. Effective field goal percentage, where league average is 52, both teams are at 43. So this is pretty ugly offensive game. So the defense is doing what it's supposed to do.
Well, I think the Jazz need, I think you mentioned it before, our bigs. They're a little bit invisible tonight. We can get some, at least this last quarter, get some work out of our bigs on the offensive end.
I think what's really hurting the Jazz is those three-point shooting, 6 for 21.
They got a little offensive surge here, but not much. 15 for Jay Crowder, 14 for Donovan. There are some ugly shooting nights in a 36% shooting night by the Jazz. A collective effort of ugly. Jazz point guards tonight combined for 3 of 19. Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors just 6 of 16. Donovan Mitchell has just 14 shot attempts. I don't care how much he's struggling. We need more than 14 shot attempts out of him. I went to lunch with a bunch of friends today, and they said, oh, well, we got Memphis tonight. We should be all right. And I said, you know, I got to point out to you, we're shooting 44% from three. At some point, that's coming to an end, and we're going to lose on the night that comes to an end, and that was tonight.
And although the Jazz offense was almost non-existent tonight, we do have a player of the game.
First free throw is good for his first NBA points. To Allen, left-hand drive, kicks to Crowder, rotates to Ingles, run off the three-point line, gets caught in the air to Mitchell, left side, Grayson, three ball, got it! Donovan Mitchell to Grayson Allen for three, and the Jazz are within 10. First field goal of Grayson Allen's NBA career. Gobert rotates it up top to Allen. He penetrates, goes to the basket, dunks it. That'll make House of Highlights, but it probably will not help you win.
Now the Jazz head off for a tough road trip for their next four games, starting with James Harden and the Houston Rockets on Wednesday. But your next chance to see your Utah Jazz right here at Vivint Smart Home Arena will be once again against the Memphis Grizzlies on November 2nd. Head to utahjazz.com to get your tickets. For more on this Jazz game or any other, you can head to lockedonjazz.net. For David Locke's game notes, emptying the noggin, and for the Locked On Jazz podcast, this has been Miranda Tomlinson with your Jazz Game Rewind.